for fast relief Monday through Wednesday. To learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Thursday, June 25th, 2026 edition. The Senate in Lansing yesterday, and it was kind of interesting because they are coming through for Governor Gretchen Whitmer. They are looking at bills that need to be passed to help housing for working class people in the state of Michigan. Michigan State Senate passes bills letting MSHDA, Michigan State Housing Development Authority, spend more money on working class housing. Senate yesterday passed legislation 24-13. Allowing Michigan's Housing Development Authority to spend more money on projects geared toward working families who don't qualify for low-income housing benefits, but still might be living paycheck to paycheck. Yesterday, the state Senate passed Senate Bill 278, addressing the Michigan Housing and Community Development Fund. The fund is forecasted to still have $50 million available beginning after September. The disbursements will be overseen by the Michigan State Housing Development Authority, which has asked for more flexibility in how the fund can be used. The bill, initially introduced and heard through committee on workforce housing, June 16th, just 9 days ago. Well, the Senate bill, again, 278, would remove the requirement that 25% of the fund be spent on rental housing projects, 30% on extremely low-income housing, 20% on rental units like apartments, and then 20% on home ownership projects made available to families earning no more than 60% of the area's median income. Instead, it allows MSHDA to create a new formula based on different levels of need, as well as to spend money on the missing middle, quote-unquote, projects. This would focus on residents earning 120% of the area's median income. Senator Sue Schenck, Democrat from Dexter, on her bill, Senate Bill 278, said this: "What I hear from people is concern that if they were to lose their job or if they were to have a high expense of some kind, whether it's fixing a car, a child issue, that they might be looking at becoming homeless. Some people in my district say they're just one major catastrophe away from losing their home and not being able to afford it. It's important for people who want to live in communities where they work. With the price of gasoline, maintaining a vehicle is very expensive. Many people would love to live where they work and be able to potentially maybe carpool with fellow neighbors and or maybe public transportation. For example," she said, "in Ann Arbor, it's become very hard for many people to be able to afford homes. Even if they're rental units or a house to own, based on the income they're earning, this bill allows housing to be used for people who have 120% of median income asset limited income constrained, but are still employed. This is not for luxury housing. This is not for housing for people who are working and still oftentimes are very much struggling. Senators Michael Weber, Republican of Rochester, Roger Victory, Republican of Hudsonville, Mark Huizenga, Republican of Walker, and John DeMoose, Republican from Harbor Springs, joined the Democrats in approving the Democrat-sponsored bill by Schenck. Well, in addition, they also passed Senate Bill 480. The bill permits someone 21 years old or younger to still be able to reside in a foster or group home who's on probation or must stay in the home after being sentenced as a juvenile. Right now, such agencies might reject the state health department's efforts to place the youth between ages of 18 and 21 in the state's facilities out of concern for potential violation of Michigan's child care licensing laws. Well, the bipartisan bill again voted 26 to 11. DeMoose, Huizenga, lawyers, Ed McBroom, Roger Victory, and again, Michael Weber all joined the Democrats in approving the bill. Now, see, this is a perfect example of why the Republicans should be willing to work with the Democrats. You got kids caught in the middle between being teenagers, children, and adults when it comes to foster homes. Obviously, these kids have issues. They have problems. They're on probation. They've done something wrong. But what do you do with somebody who's 18 to 21? They're not a child, but yet they're not an adult. And the other thing is working class housing. What part of the governor's State of the State address when she said back in February, Michigan needs 155,000 more units, places for people to live? And let's break it down to just some raw necessities. I equate this to basically Northern Michigan RV, a travel trailer. You got a bed, you got a bathroom, you've got a place to eat, you got a kitchen, and you got a place to sit and watch TV. That really is all a unit, a place to live, needs. You don't need 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 square feet. Have you guys seen these tiny living units that are being built in Traverse City right now? Richcraft Manufactured Housing. John Sox and his company developing a lot of these projects in Traverse City. They look like boxes. Oh, they try to dress up the roof a little bit with a gable. They might try to throw some balconies on these. But basically, they're a box. And they have everything I just described. A bed, a bathroom, a kitchen, a place to sit and watch TV. That's it. These things are 500, 600, 700, 800, maybe 1,000 square feet at most. Single people are buying these up or renting these up as quickly as they can build them in Traverse City. Why? Number one, they're built very cost-effectively and affordably. Therefore, the amount of money a developer has to put into a unit to give people those services, a bed, a bathroom, a kitchen, and a place to watch TV, they are getting these built affordably. And as a result, they don't have to expend as much capital. They don't have to borrow as much money for the banks for the construction draw loans, the permanent financing loans. and therefore they are affordable on a monthly basis. Some of them are site condos. Some of them are actually being sold as condominiums with their own parcel tax ID number, and they're able to get a mortgage on them and buy them. Prices range from anywhere from $150,000 to $250,000 in downtown Traverse City, as small as 500-600 square feet. But they're affordable. A working person working a normal job can actually qualify for a loan. And that's basically what these bills are. My question is, why and who exactly are the 13 Republicans that voted against the affordable housing bill, Senate Bill 278? Well, let's take a quick click. Opening it up there, let's see. All Democrats who sponsored it referred to committee. Where's the roll call vote? Third reading, it passed. Where are the votes total? Let's see. I don't see the roll call. Where is it? Well, I'm on the right bill. I see all the committee hearings. They had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hearings going all the way back to May. Then it went into House and Human Services. They had 1, 2, 3 meetings there. Where's the roll call vote? Come on, Randy. Where is it? Normally, it's right at the top. Oh, I know. They reformatted this. That's why. Let's see. Roll call vote number 150. There it is. Is that a link? Ah, you know what? They only have the numbers. They don't actually have the name. Oh, that's it. I'm going to have to talk to Kyle about that. I want to know the 13 people that voted against it. One senator was excused and didn't vote. That's why it was 24 to 13. Add those up, 37. One senator, making 38, was excused from the floor. So we'll see. We'll wrap this up. What's going on in Lansing legislatively this week? Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put $4,747 in your pocket every year. And seniors deserve a better deal on property taxes. This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor. And I approve this message so that we can finally bring quality and efficiency to state government.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. I found the link. They moved it on the MERS News Service and MichiganVotes.org website. 13 Republican senators who voted against the housing bill for MISHTA to provide funding for working class families. Thomas Elbert, Joseph Bellino Jr., Jim the Bum Stead, glad he's term limited out, glad he's gone. Kevin Daley, Roger Hawk, Ruth Johnson, Dan Lowers, Jonathan Lindsay, Ed McBroom, Eric Nesbitt, that's interesting, running for governor, Rick Outman, Senator Jim Runstead, he's the chairman of the Michigan Republican Party, Lana Tice. Those are the 13 Republican senators that voted no. But that's okay. It still passed. It's something that needs to be done, as opposed to giving millions of dollars to corporations to come to Michigan to create jobs. Housing is a real tangible thing. It's a place where people can live. Downstate Mike Solarski says, and this is a great, great question. Great question. One of the things that he would like to ask John James is how he intends to handle the Michigan Public Service Commission if he becomes the next governor. How is he going to handle it? On one hand, Governor Gretchen Whitmer appointed people to the Michigan Public Service Commission who have trampled local control. First, they started with windmill, then solar projects, and now data centers. Battery plants. Look what they were trying to ram through down there in Green Township, Mecosta County. Chinese Communist Party's Goshen battery plant. Well, Mike says, I'm not sure what the latest polling is on this, but I think most people in Michigan are not in favor of the Michigan Public Service Commission superseding local authority. With Trump's endorsement of James and Trump's push for data centers, how does James square Michigan's people's angst with the Michigan Public Service Commission, with Trump's push for these data centers? Would Governor James and his Michigan Public Service Commission override local control for data centers? This is what I'd like to know. I have got the absolute perfect solution as a common sense developer. I want to put a data center in your community. I would find some property somewhere in your community that does not contribute to farmland production. I would find an area that could be developed without affecting neighbors. I would also come to your community and say, look, I'm going to build a data center and I'm going to generate all of the electricity that I need to run this data center on site. I will not tap into the grid, pulling electricity out of the grid from DTE consumers, local co-ops, wherever this development is. I'm not going to use any of your electricity. As a matter of fact, I only want an input to the grid because as I generate my own on-site electricity, when I am down-powered, low-peak usage hours, generating electricity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but when I'm 2-3 o'clock in the morning and the peak loads are not there, I'm going to input electricity into your electric grid at a discounted rate. I will sell you guys the electricity for half of what you're being charged by DTE and Consumers Energy right now to be able to give you cheaper electricity for your house, for your business. Additionally, I'm not going to consume one drop of water. I'm going to use geothermal hybrid technology. I'm going to drill down into the underground water aquifers 400, 500, 600 feet down below the water table where most of you get your well water. And I'm going to pull that extremely cool water out of that underground aquifer below your water table up into my building. I'm going to run it through cooling coils. And I'm going to cool the computers. I'm going to cool the building in the summer months using underground water aquifer. And when I'm done running it through the cooling coils, I'm going to put it right back down into the ground, back into the underground water aquifers. I'm not going to consume one drop of water. I'm going to generate my own electricity, and I'm going to contribute electricity to your grid to lower your electric bill. What would you say during a public meeting at the local county or township hall about my project? Would you support it under those two premises? Guarantees, I'll put it in writing? I think most people would. Housing guest in the next segment, Heidi from Pine Pond Homes in Petoskey. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body.